The theme, you could say, for this weekend's readings centers on conversion. The need for conversion, and what conversion looks like, practically speaking. We have the parable of the two sons. And this parable is situated between two other stories, which give some context to what's occurring. Where is Jesus? He's in the temple. What's our context clue for that? He's talking to the chief priests and the elders. And before preceding this gospel, Jesus is confronted by them about the nature of John the Baptist and his baptism. And John the Baptist dovetails into the end of this. Jesus then follows this, this section of Matthew's gospel with the parable of the vine grower who entrusts his vineyard to servants to run and manage it, but then the master then sends someone to collect the harvest, and they drive the collectors away, and finally the vineyard owner sends his son, and they kill his son. So situated between those two stories is this Sunday. And Jesus is addressing it directly to the chief priests and the elders. And it's not too much of a stretch of the imagination to see that Jesus is referring to them and comparing them as though to the second son who says yes but doesn't do it. And the tax collectors and the prostitutes are those who say no, but then have a conversion. And they go and they do the will of the Father. That process of conversion happens in different ways, at different times, in different people's lives. But it's an important moment to seize upon when it happens. When our hearts are finally moved or opened and disposed to listening to the voice of the Father and doing his will, it's an important moment to seize that. God sending the Holy Spirit to move us in a new direction. It doesn't have to necessarily be over some big life event, although that happens. It can be over smaller life events where, for perhaps a long time, we've said no to God. No, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. Don't tell me to do that. And finally, something within us, the Holy Spirit, moves us to say, okay, I'll do it. I will listen to you, God. I will follow you. I will make changes in my life. I will open my life to what you want for me. And that is the will of the Father, making itself manifest in us when we can say yes to him. If we want to know what that conversion looks like, the second reading from St. Paul to the Philippians is an excellent example. St. Paul, you could say, is an expert in conversions. The experience that he had was profound and life-changing. He would have been grouped into that assembly that Jesus is addressing, the chief priests and the elders. And finally, God moves and acts in his life in a powerful way, and it changes him forever. So much so that he becomes a servant of Jesus. And that address to the Philippians, which is a hymn, there's a number of Paul's writings that contain hymns, songs. It talks about the life of Jesus and how to empty ourselves to listen to and follow the Father's will. Jesus, in a sense, is the son not mentioned, but the one speaking in today's parable. The one who says yes to the Father's will and does it. And he does it by emptying himself. Emptying himself on the cross so that he can be glorified and raised by the Father. Jesus' life then becomes our model, the pattern after which we enter into his death and enter into his resurrection. And in order to enter into a conversion, to work on our conversion, The death that occurs has to be our self-will. And the resurrection that occurs, the life-breathing spirit, is the will of God. That's the death and resurrection that occurs in conversion. Death to self, yes to God. It's a lifelong process. It's a hard process sometimes of saying no to self, yes to God. But it's the path of salvation that leads us into the vineyard of God. I spoke last week about that invitation into God's vineyard, and the path that we must start on. Continuing that theme this Sunday is conversion. It's the beginning process. The warning, though, is that second son who says yes, but doesn't do it. The hard part of the hard first step of conversion is saying yes to God's will. But it's just the first step. The real work then begins after that. So saying yes to God, we have to make sure that we follow through with that. And we take some action in our life. Make changes. Move in a different direction towards God. Whatever it may be. But that conversion is a process by which we share in Christ's death by saying no to self, yes to God. Jesus invites us this Sunday, as he does all the time, to follow after him with our whole heart. As St. Paul says in his letter to the Philippians, put on the mind and the heart of Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will lead you to glory.